Hello, Jay Wade.
Hi there, it's Jacob there.
Who's calling?
My name is Corey. I'm with Cardiff.
You're with who?
Cardiff, Wales.
What is this reference?
About some financing you guys had a couple years back.
Financing that we had a couple years back that Jay Wade had?
Yep, that's correct, with GE.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they don't, I'm sorry, he's not in right now. I'm associate office manager here.
Okay.
We don't do financing anymore on generators.
Okay, gotcha.
They have GE program that was run with GE generators, and it just wasn't for us.
Okay, so you guys pay cash now, or just kind of moving in a different direction?
That's it. For something that small, it just doesn't make sense. And, you know, I wasn't involved in it, but I knew there was, like, if we did a 0% financing or something of that sort of lease on it, we paid the percentage out of our pocket. Like, we paid the lease fee. So, you know, there's not much money to be made on this equipment. And if we're paying $500 out of pocket or $1,000 out of pocket to have this 0% financing for these folks, it just...
Yeah, gotcha. So do you guys end that whole project there, or are you guys are you going about it a different way or something like that?
No, we just don't do leasing, that's all.
Okay, gotcha.
If we sell something, it's cash or credit.
Okay. You guys don't have a line of credit, or you do with a bank?
We have a line of credit with a bank. It's been over 10 years since Mr. Wiggs ever even used his line of credit.
Oh, really?
He has two lines of credit, and say his line of credit, I don't know what it is, just hypothetically, say his lines of credit are worth $150,000 to $200,000. He doesn't tap them.
Okay, so just like for emergencies, basically?
Yeah, and he hasn't had an emergency in 10 years to touch it, but...
Oh, wow. So you guys have been doing pretty well for quite a while now, sounds like, right?
No, I wouldn't say that we've been doing well. We call it surviving in the modern age here.
All right.
But he's very free. Mr. Wiggs, very frugal guy, and
I understand that. I see. Because I was just wondering why he hadn't touched that.
Like he'll run some financing on vehicles because that's like a toll for him. But when it comes to doing a project anymore, he just 10 years. Maybe we were 10 years ago. He just looked at everybody and said, "I'm not your bank. You want me to work for you? We'll have deployment funds, and you'll pay progress payments. You don't pay a progress payment, we'll charge you interest on it. If he's got to fund your job, he doesn't work for you again."
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, totally makes sense.
Yeah, in this day and age, it has to. Yeah. I mean, you know, it just got like in 2008, and after that, it got real bad because there was a lot of people that were defaulting on things.
Yeah, definitely on the housing and just all kinds of loans everywhere. The banks have gotten a lot tighter, and everybody's, you know, gotten tighter on everything pretty much there. All right, well, thanks for talking with me there. I appreciate your time.
I'm sorry we couldn't help you.
That's all right, no problem at all.
Well, you have a great day.
All right, good luck to you guys, too.
All right.
All right, thanks a lot.